Gemara in Yevamos, the beginning of the first parak, discusses the rule that essay is deicha alos asay. The Gemara goes at great length to show the source for the halacha that a mitzvah asay is deicha alos asay, meaning that when a person is faced with a mitzvah to do a particular act, at the same time he's faced with a prohibition saying, don't do a particular act, the mitzvah asay wins out in such a case. Under specific scenarios, like the Gemara discusses, esay will override los asay, and when we are faced with this dilemma of which one to follow, we follow the mitzvah asay, we do the mitzvah, and we disregard the los asay that tells us that under normal circumstances, when there's no mitzvah, the act that you just did is prohibited. For example, a person wants to put tzitzis on his beged, which is made out of pishtan. Tzitzis involves a string of semer. Putting semer into pishtan is prohibited because of the iser of kelayim. Nevertheless, the Torah tells us that when it comes to putting on tzitzis on a four-cornered garment of pishtan, of linen, it is a mitzvah to put the tzitzis on the garment, despite the fact that a person is putting kelayim into the garment, because the obligation to fulfill a mitzvah saseh of putting on tzitzis overrides the prohibition that normally prohibits us to put kelayim into a beged with semer and pishtan together. The Gemara discusses the difference between an essay which is docha lo saseh and an essay which is not docha lo saseh, sheyesh bo kareis. It starts off with a brisa that implies that normally yibum would apply even by a woman who's prohibited because of an erva, which the Gemara says seems to have no basis. Why should I think that yibum would be permitted with an erva? Is a lo saseh not to live with this woman? How could yibum tell us that it's a mitzvah to take her? Gemara says, well, perhaps the brisa understands that a lo saseh is normally docha, it pushes over, even essay is normally docha, a lo saseh, even if the lo saseh involves iser kares, such as the iserim of harayas, achos isha, etc. And the Gemara tries to find first the source for essay being docha lo saseh, which it learns out from tzitzis on a beged of pishtan, which we mentioned, and then it tries to find the source that an essay is docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. According to most Rishonim, it's clear from the Maskon of the Gemara that is not so. The essay is not docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. The reason we would have thought Yibam applies to these arayas is for other reasons which the Gemara goes through, later on Daf Tesor and Aleph, but not because of essay being docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. Rashi does seem to imply essay is docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares, even according to the Maskon of the Gemara, even according to the Gemara's conclusion. And the Rishonim ask on him, Rishonim and Dafav ask on Rashi from the Gemara that says, Ella losus, it's clear that essay is not docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares, and the only reason that we would be, it's mashma from the Gemara here that essay is normally not docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. Rather, Omer Eva lo tzricha kra, the end is a docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares, can't be docha. What does Rashi do with that? In any case, I want to analyze a little bit this law of essay being docha lo saseh, why it is docha lo saseh, why it's not docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares, the difference between the two, and see a little bit about the general idea of dechia and hutra at the same time, the difference between a dechoy and a heter. We find in the Gemara and the Chesam Abayz that Rebbe learns from a pasuk, v'lokcha shemagash v'get u'mazira. The Gemara says that everyone learns from a pasuk that a person who is miyabim, his brother's wife, is allowed to divorce her. Of course, he's allowed to divorce her, but he's also allowed to remarry her after he divorces her. If he chooses to divorce her, he could divorce her. He doesn't have to stay married forever. And if he wants to remarry her, he's permitted to remarry her. He's permitted to remarry her. And when he divorces her, he doesn't need chalitza. He just gives a regular get. When he remarries her just like any person that divorced his wife and remarries her after divorcing her. Of course, if no one else married the woman in between, it's permitted. The Tosfos asks a question. We find on the Chafam Abayz that the mitzvah of Yibam is docha lo saseh. Mitzvah of Yibam is asay, it's docha lo saseh. The example given is almana min hanasuin for a kohen gadol. We know a kohen gadol is not permitted to marry a woman who was once married, even if she wasn't divorced from her husband, but rather her husband died and she's an almona. In such a case, the woman is prohibited to the kohen gadol with the iser lo saseh. Ish almona lo yikof. He's not allowed to marry an almona. If they were married already, if the woman is an almana mina nesuin, she was almana who was once married, she's also a ba'ula. Therefore, the kohen gadol is prohibited to her, A, because she's almana, which is a lot of saying, B, because she's a ba'ula, which is isra saying. However, if she was only mu'ureset, engaged to be married, or if she had kedushin, not really engaged, but mekudeshes to be married, and the kedushin was broken with the get, with the death of the husband, then the kohen gadol is also to this woman just because of the iser lo saseh, that he's not allowed to marry an almana, even if she's still a besula. Why isn't yibum docha lo saseh? Why isn't the kohen gadol permitted to do yibum with almana that falls to him for yibum? The Gemara says, really, min haTorah she is permitted. However, yibum is a mitzvah only by the Be'ila Rishona, by the first time that the husband takes it, that the brother of the dead husband takes her. Afterwards, there's no mitzvah of Yibam anymore. Afterwards, she's just like a regular wife. The brother has performed his mitzvah, and now, this is his wife, just like any other wife. Therefore, the Shnia, the second time, the husband will be, the Kohen Gadol will be prohibited to take this almana. Once he takes her with Bila, once he marries her, he acquires her through Yibam, afterwards she will be prohibited to him. The Rabbanan prohibited even the Yibam itself because of Gzeira. If we permit Yibam, the Kohen Gadol will think he's allowed to remain married to her also, which is incorrect. He's not allowed to remain married to her because the second Bila is Aser. That's what it says in the Gemara. So it's clear that Esetoch Alososei only allows the Bila Rishonah, not the Bila Shnia. Tosfos asks, if so, when we're looking for a pasuk, when we find a pasuk that allows the husband to take the woman that he is married to, Yibum, and to keep her like a regular wife, why do we say the pasuk is teaching that it's permitted to remarry this woman that he was miyabim if he divorces her? The pasuk should be necessary to teach us that the Be'ilah Shni is mutter. We see that when we say Esetoch Alos is saying Yibum, we only permit the first Be'ilah. We don't permit the second Be'ilah. Perhaps when we don't apply Esetoch Alos to say, but by a regular Yibam, where a man is taking his brother's wife, since the brother's wife is normally prohibited because of Eishes Ach, but Yibam permits it, maybe the mitzvah permits only the first Be'ilah, as we see by Almana L'Kayin Gadol. Who says that the second Be'ilah is permitted altogether? Why is it permitted to have her a second time, to have her afterwards and treat her like a regular wife? That's what this pasuk should be teaching us. Not only that if the Yavam divorces the Yavama, he's allowed to remarry her, but even if he doesn't divorce her, but he marries her, he takes her as the Yavama, the second Be'ilah is permitted because she's like a wife. We should need a pasuk to tell us that. It's true the pasuk won't apply to Amman L'Kohen Gadol, it's only talking about a normal Yavama. But why isn't the pasuk necessary at least to tell us that the normal Yavama is permitted by the second Be'ilah? Why is it necessary only to tell us that after the husband divorces the Yavama, the Yavam divorces the Yavama, he's allowed to remarry her? It should be necessary to permit even the second Be'ilah. That's Tosfos' question, the Chesam Mepes, Dibur Maskim Lamed. V'yei Shalom, Tosfos answers, to be a Shnei lo tzricha kra, to svarahu, to lo omer achmana yavo le lagasha achar biri shayna. The Torah didn't say yavo le lagasha achar biri shayna, that he has to marry her in order, and he has to take her as Yavama and then divorce her immediately. Mekamokam be a Shnei lo tachi chayr elavin, to reshusi, v'lek yasei lo bevi rishayna. Tosfos makes a clear difference between Esedek lo sasei, by chayr elavin, and Yibam. By Yibam, he says, it's clear that the Torah has to permit even Biyashniya. Because the Torah is saying to marry this woman in order to Hakam Shem La'achiv, in order to continue what the brother started, the brother married this woman, didn't have children, so now let this live brother take the dead brother's wife. The Torah's not saying to take her and then to divorce her, there would be no purpose of that. It would be absurdious, if anything, to the woman to make her go through that, and to the man perhaps, It's something that has no logic to it. That's not the ways of the Torah. It's not something the Torah would want. Tosafot says, so if so, then by Arman Lakayim Gadol, why would we allow Bir Rishonim in a Torah and then say the Bir Shni is prohibited? Tosafot says, because by Yevama, the Torah is telling us what to do in the first place when you are Miyavim, a woman. It says, Yevama Yevola, it says the Yevama should come and be Miyavim her, take her for a wife. If the Torah is telling us that, it's obvious the Torah means more than just to have Be'ilu Rishayna. It must mean that he should take her as a wife. Whereas when the Torah, when the case of in the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, if an Almana falls to Yivam to a Kohen Gadol, the Torah is not telling us to do any act over there specifically for this Almana. It's just that we have a general rule when we have a Mitzvah Saseh that comes, is challenged by a Mitzvah Lo Saseh, comes into conflict with the Lo Saseh, we follow that saying. In such a case, we look at each case individually, and we say that over here, Mitzvah Saseh overrides the Lo Saseh, and therefore the Be'ilu Rishayin is Mutter. Be'ilu Shni is not a Mitzvah, so it's Aser. Over there, the Torah, though, is not building up a process of Yibam or something like that. It just so happens that the Mitzvah of Yibam came into conflict with the Lo Saseh. So you say, well, the Mitzvah of Yibam overrides the Lo Saseh. But by the second Be'ilu, the Torah didn't discuss what to do. It didn't even say to do the first Be'ilu specifically. It just said a general rule. Esei Tocha Lo Saseh. In such a case, when it comes to the Be'ilu Shniyah, we are going to prohibit it. Despite the fact that it seems unfair or whatever it is, this was a mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah. Whereas when the Torah is describing a mitzvah and telling us what to do, we can apply our logic and say the Torah didn't want the Yavam to live with the Yavama for 1 minute, and then that's the end of it. That's not what the Torah was interested in. That's not what the Torah was interested in. That's what Tosafot was saying. Tosafot Yeshayim says the same Terence, basically, even though it says in our Prince of the Vilna Shas, for O.J. Shalomar, Tosafot Yeshayim says another Terence. They've now printed the Tosafot Yeshayim from the original manuscript, and it's clear that the Tosafot Yeshayim asked Tosafot's question, said this answer, and the Vilna printers just picked and chose from the Tosafot Yeshayim whatever they thought was a little different than Tosafot. They added the words for O.J. Shalomar and said this is what Tosafot Yeshayim is saying. Tosafot Yeshayim says, Shani Yosan, Zabir Yeshayim Elo Shari, Rakai De Techias Alav. When it's only because the lav is being nidche, we're only going to allow the first bila. Avalacha the biri shayna isa behetu gomer, inkein lotziva kasa lekechena ulotziva miyad lachabia. It's clear that the Torah is saying, this is what you're supposed to do, this is the way to do it, so then, the Torah doesn't mean to send her away after the first bila. Tosafot Yeshayim does add an emphasis on the words heter and dechia. Heter and dechia. That eset techalotze is a getter of dechia. The idea is, the Torah said, we have to choose which one to do, the essay or the loss, and say, all right, you do the essay. We're finished with the essay, that's it. We don't allow anything after that. Whereas, Yibum is what the Torah told us to do. The Torah is saying, lechachila, to do this. The words dechia and heter are a little misleading. If we put too much emphasis on it, though, we will not understand clearly what Tosafot is saying. Because Tosafot says in a number of places that Yibum itself is really essay docha lo saseh shesh pekares. Meaning, even though normally essay is not docha lo saseh shesh pekares, through the pasuk of Yibum, we are taught by the Torah that in this particular case, the essay is docha lo saseh shesh pekares. So much so that Tosafot asks on Daf Gimel on the base, why don't we learn out from here that essay is normally docha lo saseh shesh pekares? Am I lo finin de libchi Tosafot Dibur Maskil Lo Saseh? Am I lo finin de libchi me essay de Yibam de dochilos se de kares se shesach? Learn out from here that essay is always dochilos se shesh bekares. His answer over here, mitzvah so bekach. This is the only way to do the mitzvah. When it's the only way to do the mitzvah, then essay can be dochilos se shesh bekares. Whereas when the mitzvah could normally be done in different ways, for instance by tzitzis, you could put tzitzis on a beged of tzemer, it's just by a beged of pishtim that the mitzvah comes into conflict with the los essay. Over there, essay won't be dafa los essay, and so too by los tashish pakores, essay will not be dafa los tashish pakores when it's not mitzvah subakach, when the Torah didn't specifically say this is the way, the only way to do the essay. The only way to do the essay is by violating this los tashish pakores. That text says this in other places also. On the top of Mendalan on the base, he says, "Lomis Tabashay Bokas of Lomis Dasi Esav Dachal Losse Sheish Pakores." He loved the Mukhav Krav Behedya. talks about Yibum and calls it again Esei Zecholot Sheish Bakares. So it's really Techiyah also, in a sense. What the emphasis here is that in the case of normal Yibum, it's Mitzvah Sebekach, as Taisa said. It's the only way the Torah said to do it. That's what the Taisa Shana means when he says, meaning this is the only way the Torah said to do it. This is the way that has to be done. So the Torah is permitting it. The Torah is saying this is the way to do it. So do it this way. So do the Yibum, even though it violates the Isser of Eishes Ach, which normally involves the Isser of Kares. Whereas in the case of Essay, in the case of Essay Docholos, say by Almana Lekohen Gadol, Yibum of a Kohen Gadol when he's faced with Almana, over there, the two happen to come into conflict, but they don't have to. In such a case, the Torah is not telling you, do this. The Torah is saying, in general, listen, follow the essay. In general, follow the essay. So we'll follow the essay, we'll do the essay, and then after the mitzvah essay, the Biashniyah will be Aser Be'isr Lav, because there's no Isr essay to be Dochit over there. And there's no reason that we should permit the second Bila just because we permitted the first, since we're permitting it because of the general rule of essay is Docholos essay, which doesn't apply specifically to this particular case. So therefore we just have to say, well, in this case, when it comes into conflict, there's an essay and there's a Los essay, do the Mitzvah essay, but afterwards the Heter is gone and the Isser Los essay returns. That is what he means. By the way, we've just shown that Yibam also is a los essay is being Docha Los Shish Bakares. That's what Tosfos says. It's clear from a number of Rishonim that this would seem to be the Hagdara of Yibam. Rashi and Nun Beis on the Aleph says that if a person wants to be Mekadesh Yibam with Kedusha Kesef, it won't be Chal. Because she's Isser Los Shish Bakares of Eishasach. And there's no Kedushin with the Eishasach. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that the man who gives kesef to his yivama, yevam, who gives kesef to his yivama to be mekanesher, will not be able to be mekanesher, because he says shari ein kedushin teisim be eishasach. She's still aser. She's an eishasach. She has iser kares. The Torah permitted the mitzvah of yivam, meaning that yivam is an essay that's going to be doch ve'los esay sheish for kares, because that's what the Torah said to do here. The Rashba on Daf Memal from an Aleph, an important Rashba, very important Rashba, writes that even though that after a woman falls to Yibum, the moment her husband dies and she falls to Yibum, the Los Sheish Bakaris is bottled, it's gone. It disappears. There is no Los Sheish Bakaris anymore. The woman becomes permitted to the brother of her husband, even if he wouldn't be doing the mitzvah of Yibum. Now, it's hard to find a case where the husband, the brother of the husband, could live with her and still not be doing the mitzvah of Yibam, because Yibam's, even Ba'aymas, the Mishnah says, and in Ha'am Abayz, that it makes no difference what is in the Dalam Abayz, it makes no difference what the intentions of the Yavam are. But the Rashba finds, he finds a case where the Yavam can live with the Yavama and not be doing a mitzvah. He finds a particular case over there, and he says that in such a case, there's no mitzvah of Yibam, and yet it's permitted for the Yavam to live with the Yavama. He's not Koner. Why isn't he Koner with Kedusha Kesef if he gives her Kesef? That's a different matter. That apparently, the Rashba will have to deal with that. Why isn't there Kedusha Kesef then for such a woman? Apparently, the Zika that she has precludes the possibility of Kedushin to the Yavama. Even if you say the Zika doesn't preclude Kedushin from a person on the outside, because there are some Amaron that'll say that a person who's Mekadesh Yavama can make Kedushin as long as he's not a brother of the Yavam, of the dead husband. In other words, as long as he's not the Yavam himself, the outside person could make Kedushin with the Yavama, since she's only Asura to the outside person with the Isur Lav of Lo Tzia Eishes HaMeisachutza. Nevertheless, the Rashba learns that the Zika precludes the Yavam himself, or the Yavamim, from making Kedushin. There's no such thing as Kedushin when there's a Zika. In any case, according to the Rashba, the answer to Tosfos' question is very simple. In the case of Yibam, the moment the Yavam dies, the Torah permits the Isser of Eishes Ach Sheish Bo Kares. The Torah cuts it right off over there, And if so, it's clear that Bir Shniyah should be mutter, just like the Bir Rishayna. Whereas the Isser of Almana to Kohen Gadol is only permitted because of the Mitzvah Saseh. And therefore, it won't be permitted after the Mitzvah Saseh is done. Unlike Tosos, who's learning the Shittah, so that Yivim is also permitted only because of the Mitzvah that's involved, the Mitzvah Saseh that's involved. That's an aside. Right, so we've seen that there's a Machlokas Rishonim as far as whether the Israel Shesach falls off immediately. You have to see the Gemara, how the Rashba learned the Gemara on Yudam Beis, which he refers to, about how the Yavam removes the Israel Shesach from the other brothers. It's a little bit Mashba, not like the Rashba, the Rashba deals with that. However, the Taisus and other Rishonim learn that the Israel of Shesach Sheish Pekoris is permitted because of Yivam. We have seen that Tosfos differentiates between the case of Yivam, where that is the actual mitzvah, the only way to do the mitzvah, and the case of Esed Echolos. Say the Ramah, Yad Ramah. Ramah was Rebbe of the Ritva. Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin and Gimel on the days where it discusses the din of Esed Echolos. Say Balman Lekan Gadol says the same svara as Tosfos, but he spells it out in slightly different words that make a point more clear. He says, he's not really asking, why is it that the Bir Shniyah is mutter? Why is it it's mutter to live with a Yavama after a divorce? Of course, we have a Pasuk that tells us that. The Pasuk says, V'lekocha, Shemagash v'getu mafzira. And you don't have such a Pasuk by Chai Galavin. His real question is Tosfos' question. Why is the Pasuk necessary only to teach us Magash v'getu mafzira, but not to teach us that Bir Shniyah is permitted? So he says, Shani Yisrei Shesach, Yechi Kamidchi v'mokam Yibum, Lad mishum de asi asi v'tochis lo saseyu de midchi, el mishum de kivim de lo mashkachas yibam el agave eshesach, memele shamas de lo osref mona eshesach, el a shalob mokam yibam. Al reich de meis plo zera, lo osre teira, v'am to hochi shayin v'afilu b'vi ashnia. Al agave chai v'lavin lekel ameim ad lo osref mona chai v'lavin klau, el shalob mokam yibam, to meich a teisali. Chavadik, even the mashkachas the mitzvahs yivam, to mekayim ba'al mevishar noshin, to shayim, emalach, to karosu rachmona, chai b'lavan, afil mokam yivam asrinu. He says that by, what he says is, that by the case of Eishesach, there never was, it's not as a dechalos to say, because that's the way the Torah says it to yivam, this is what the Torah is permitting. Masha'enke, and that's why the B'yishni is also mutter, because the Torah permits it. Whereas by Yivam it's only mutter because of Techiyah, then we say that the Torah really gave it Isser Lav all over. Even B'mokam Yivam says, Karasu Rechmana Chai B'lavan, Afil B'mokam Yivam Asrinu. Even B'mokam Yivam, the Lav prohibits Yivam. Hilkach Tavka, it should prohibit Yivam. Hilkach Tavka, Bir Rishayna, don't say Yasei V'dach, it's also say, Al Bir Shniyah, lo. Says that, that's why we only permit the Bir Rishayna, because the essay is Doch, lo say. He emphasizes the point that we just mentioned, which is that according to Tosfos, the difference between the two cases is that by Yivam is mitzvah b'kach. This is the only way to do the essay. The Ramah emphasizes that by saying kivin lo mashkachas Yivam elagavi eishasach. But he adds memeil shamis to lo osirach mana eishasach el shalom mokam Yivam. I'm not sure if he's saying what the Rashba said, that there's no Israel together. No, he could be saying like Tosfos says. The Torah permits a lois sheish b'kares over here. But what he's emphasizing is still that even though he says heter, what he says is what makes us describe this as heter. The Torah said that in the case of Yivam, eishasach sheish b'kares is permitted. What gives us? How do we describe this heter? Do we call that techiyah, or do we call it heter? So he says we call it heter over there because that's the way the Torah says to do it. Whereas by Yivam, where it's just a regular losa say. There's no reason that the losa say should not apply to Malkam Yivam except for the fact there's a general rule of Esedecha losa say. Then we call that Techiyah. I think he's rather than saying that the difference between Techiyah and Heter is what defines the difference between normal Yivam And the case of Alman L'Kohen Gadol, he's saying the opposite, that the difference of mitzvot v'kach, the difference between a normal Yibam and Alman L'Kohen Gadol, which is that here, by regular Yibam, this is the only way of doing the mitzvah, that defines what we call heter and what we call dechiyah. Why is he so intent on emphasizing the words heter and dechiyah, like the Tosfos Yerushalmi did? It's because of the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about Yifas Torah. Ishi Yifas Torah. It says that Ishi Yifas Torah is permitted to a person in times of war. When Bnei Yisrael are warring, they find a Isha, a beautiful woman, in the enemy camp. They're allowed to take her home and marry her. It says they have the first Bila, and then it's permitted. Then afterwards, he has to wait a waiting period to let her cry, etc., before taking her for a wife afterwards. The Gemara discusses whether that's permitted even for a Kohen. And we're discussing a woman who you're Megayer. He's Megayer, the woman. But nevertheless, a Giyores is usher to a Kohen. So if this warrior is a Kohen, he should not be permitted to take this woman at all. He should not be permitted at all. But the Torah, the Gemara brings a sheet that says the Torah permits Eishes V'Astara to everyone, even to a Kohen. How about Bila Shniya? So the Gemara over there brings the Svara, brings the Machlokes between Amaram, whether it's the Bila Shniya is permitted or not. And the Svara to say that's permitted is Hol V'Ishtaroi, Ishtaroi. Since the Torah normally prohibits a Giyaris to a Kohen, and over here the Torah made an exception to the rule, since the exception was made, once there's a Heter, then that Heter remains and is observed even afterwards, even after Bila Yishayna. Then he takes her home, Bila Shniya is also permitted. Because Hol V'Ishtaroi, Ishtaroi. Torah gave the Heter is lasting. There's another opinion that says no, only Bila Yishayna is Mutter, Bila Shniya is Asar, because this is what the Torah permitted. And the rest is Asar. The same words, Hol V'Ishtaroi, Ishtaroi, are used in our Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis, where it says, Ishas after Shtai Ishtaroi, Sharai is low. I'm sorry, it says Hol V'Ishtaroi, Ishtaroi. Once we find that Eisha Sa'ach is permitted, Hov Ishtri Ishtri, even if she becomes Achais Isha after falling to Yibam, she should be permitted. The second Isha will become permitted because the first Isha was permitted. But this is a different type of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. This Hov Ishtri Ishtri is similar to not the Gemara in Kedushin we just mentioned, but to Gemara in Zvachim, which the Gemara brings over here. A Metzora, who becomes a Tful Yom, is permitted to put his thumbs into the Hazara for the Hazaras that he normally gets. Since it's our permitted a Mitzara who normally is not permitted into the Hazara to put his thumbs in the Hazara, if he became a Balkari afterwards, who also is not permitted to go into the Hazara, once we've permitted him to put in his thumbs, we'll permit him any of the Yisurim that come afterwards. That is the kind of Holy Shreish right away of an Argamara. But the Gemara in Zvachim says that according to Rava, at least according to one opinion, that applies only in a case of Dechiyah, but not in a place of Heter. The Gemara in Zvachim says, according to Rava, it's not clear whether he's saying it doesn't apply in a case of Heter, or he's saying it applies less in a case of Heter, but he says in a case of Heter, in a case of where the Torah is permit something, for instance, for the Mitzara to put his thumbs into the Azara, where again, Heter means there's no other way of doing it, there's no other way of putting the thumbs, of doing the Tyrus Mitzara without putting his thumbs in, over there, when the Torah permits it, then we say Hol V'Ishtaroi to a lesser degree than in the case of Dechiyah. If Tumas Dechuyah B'Tzibur, Rava says, Tumas Dechuyah B'Tzibur, then we only would permit, then maybe over there, we would permit Hol V'Ishtaroi even more so. We say, well, we're Deicha Tumah, we're doichet, we're real shviyasa, and we're doichet, then certainly, if on top of the tumas mess, let's say the rov tzibur is tummy mess, we say tumah hutra b'tzibur, they're allowed to do the avoda in the mikdash b'tuma. Let's say they become zavim afterwards. Now, a zav is not permitted to do avoda b'tzibur. We only permitted tummy mess to avoda b'tzibur. But if after we permitted them to do the avoda because they're tummy mason, before they got a chance, the kainim got a chance to do the avoda, they became zavim. Will we permit Zevim also to do the Avodah? Rava says, certainly, because by Techiyah, you certainly say Hol V'Ishtaroi Ishtaroi. If we say, by a case of Heter, Hol V'Ishtaroi Ishtaroi, then certainly by Techiyah we say Hol V'Ishtaroi Ishtaroi. Here we seem to be saying the exact opposite of what the Gemara says in kedushin of what the Rishonim are saying on Davches. We're saying that in the case of Dechia, there is even more of a reason to say a whole Ishvi Ishvi. Rav Elchanan discusses this in Chayvei Tzaaras, and he says that Harav Ishvi Ishvi is said in a number of different ways. In Siman Yud, he discusses this at length. He says that the case of Holy Ishtri Ishtri in the Gemara and Daf Zainam Abayz and in the case in Zvachim, that's talking about Holy Ishtri Ishtri when the first heter is still applicable. The heter of Ishtri is still applicable when we are allowing the woman who became Achais Isha to also do the mitzvah, even though she's Achais Isha and Ishtri. Or in the case in Zvachim, which our Gemara brings, the case of Metzaira, the Metzaira is about to put his fingers into the Zarah, and he also becomes a Tvil Yom. We retain the permission. We allow him to still put his fingers in. However, the case in Kedushin is a different case entirely. After the Heter is finished, we're allowing the Kohen to take the Eishes Yifas Tayer for a Biyashnia. That's after the Heter was finished already. Over there, it's a whole different type of Ishtri. We're prolonging the Heter. And that's the case of Taisvus and of Chesem Abay. Taisvus is saying, well, B'Rishayin is Mutvei Chayv Elavim, but we're trying to prolong it. Then we won't say Hal V'Ishtri Ishtri by Dechia. So Rav Elchanan explains, right, the Ravid also says the same as Taisvus, Ravid and Tumid Rav Elchanan brings, but the Rishayin will say this idea that you can't prolong a Heter with Hal V'Ishtri Ishtri, and that's what we see in the Gemara in Kedushin. The svara for that is, right, and the svara for the difference between how we apply over Ishtri is as follows. In the case when we have a heter over there, we're saying, look, what kind of heter do we have? We have a heter from, because the Torah never prohibited a mitzvah to put his thumbs in. Okay, that's a good heter. But if you have a heter because the Torah prohibited doing a Vayda B'tumah, and yet, in the case of a Vayda Sibra, we override that, so then, we're overriding the Isser of Tumah. We're giving a heter to Tumah. We're being deicha the Tumah. We're being deicha the Isser of Aveda B'tzibur B'tumah. Right? We're pushing it off, even though there should be Isser. There's more reason to be Isser, and yet we're still a matter. So there's even a greater reason to say that as long as the heter of Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur applies, we should be matter other things with it as well. Because we gave a very strong heter. This Dechuyah was able to push off something that should have prohibited it. So then, if we're able to push off the Isser of Tumah, we should be able to push off the Isser of Zavim and other Isserim that come as well. That Hal V'Ishtri applies greater in the case of Dichum. Whereas, in the case of Hal V'Ishtri that Taisus is discussing, Yibum, the Heter of Yibum, no longer applies after the first Be'ila, like the case of Esed Deichalosa say. Over there, we have no reason to continue the Heter. We have no reason to continue the Heter and to say the Heter should apply again, also to the Be'ila Shniyah by case of Dechia. Adarab, in a case when you have Hutra, when the Torah, the original mitzvah of the Torah only applied in a case of Yibum, for instance, by the normal Yibum Veshesach, over there we should say there's more of a reason to say that the Torah's Heter applies and is extended than in a case of Dichoy, where we're only permitting the Isser because of the Asay. Once the Asay is gone, then it shouldn't apply. Asha'inkin, when the Torah says this is the whole way of doing Yibam, so then it's mistaber to say the Torah meant it to be a lasting heter rather than say the Torah meant it to be a momentary heter. What is the question of the Gemara and Kedushin by Eishes Yifas Tayer? The Rashba explains the reason that it shouldn't permit, that we shouldn't say Hol Yisroi Yisroi. The Rashba in Kedushin says, why don't you say Hol Yisroi Yisroi? He says, and why do we? He says both sides. He says the reason that you should say Hal V'Ishtri by Yifas Tayer is because the Torah permitted it, and it's not just because of Dechia. That's what we understand. The Torah permitted it. It's not just a Dechia that is coming from a general parish in the Torah, Esses Deichalosa, that happens to apply it. Here the Torah permitted the Bilur Yishayna of this specific woman. Why shouldn't you say Hal V'Ishtri Yishtri? That was the problem. Says Rashba, he says, the Hasam by Eishes Ach, the Lo Domi Lo Eishes Ach. The Hasam Mitzvah Rami Alei, V'Lekel Ameimer, V'Vi Yishena Rami Alei Mitzvah, U'V'Vi Yishnei Ahadri Li Yisurei. says by the regular case of Yibum, then we say Hovish to Yishri, because it's not Mistava the Torah only gave the Heter to be momentary. But if fast Torah lav mitzvi shelo dibra Torah l'kenegid yitzahara v'lo dami ala l'miya she'achaz ha'bulmuz she'machilu nosat she'or enof misham ha'elf b'yisurei koi v'achanami b'biru she'en ha'elf neskara das osar. The Rashba explains, over the, it's true that the Torah's heter of Eishes Fas Torah is specifically in this case, but it's not because of mitzvah that the Torah is matter it. It's not because of mitzvah. It's because of necessity. If it's because of necessity, it's like pikuach nefesh. Are you going to say pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos? Well, it should be doicha Shabbos after you finish feeding the first amount that the person eats, and he's full, he's not going to die anymore, he should continue be doicha Yom Kippur, I mean, he should continue being doicha Yom Kippur, then he should be able to feed him more after he's very full? Obviously not. When it comes to dechia, this is exactly the story we said before about dechia. Dechia of after the iser certainly doesn't apply. By Eishes Ufas Teyar, it's not a mitzvah that's allowing the person to marry Eishes Ufas Teyar. Rather, it's a heter that the Torah gives that allows him to marry Eishes Ufas Teyar. And therefore, perhaps it should not apply. If you look at it that way, it should not apply by the Bila Shmiya. It should only apply by the first time, but not afterwards. It's not a mitzvah, rather you look at it like pikuach nefesh, meaning that you were turning Eishes Fas Torah also into dechia, rather than into a mitzvah sobekach. It's not something that the Torah said, this is what's supposed to be done, rather the Torah said, this is what's allowed to be done. It's a dechia. So, okay. The way that we're looking at Esa Dechalosa say is that the Esa is being Dechalosa say the way that Yad Ramah put it is Losa say it's not Mutam Lokam Yibam. The Esa is Dochit, and that's the key to this whole idea. The Marik discusses this theme of why Esa is Dechalosa say altogether and how Dechalosa say in his Simin Kuf Lamed Ches. He's writing a tshuva to a Talmud Chacham who asked him a question that involved Yivama Lashuk, and the Marik wanted to say Esvara to prohibit. They're discussing a smach that gives a new reason for why Kedushin is not Tofus for Yivama Lashuk. If a woman wants to marry someone else's Yivama, Kedushin won't be Tofus. They're giving Svaras. But in the process, he discusses Esedek Halosa saying, said that why is Esa Deicha Losa say? The person that was writing to him said, no, Esa is not more chomer than Losa say. How should Esa ever be Deicha Losa say? Which is basically the question of the Gemara, or the point the Gemara makes from the Zayin of an Av. The Gemara says, Esa Deicha Losa say, Lav Losa say chomer minei. Why should it be Deicha Losa say? Losa say is more chomer than Esa. And nevertheless, Ka'ase Esa Bedochila. And because of that, the Gemara even wants to say Mali Chumra is to Mali Chumra Rabba. She even be able to be Deicha, allows to say Sheish Bokares, because in any case, the essay is overriding something that's greater than it. The whole Svara is hard to comprehend. Why are we saying that an essay is Deicha, allows to say, if allows to say is more Chumra than it? What does that mean? Why should that be? How could that be? So the Sholel, the one that was writing to the Marik over here, understood that, like the Gemara says, the essay is not as strong as allows to say. Says the Marik, no, that's not true. The essay over here is being stronger and overriding Losa say. He says, Midi v'tera the essay docha Losa say. He says, Hacha ashkechon dechomer essay diyiva mikore seisha sishlin in dechia. Midi dochi kore seisha sishlin kedushin shein tapes. Anyhow, he says that the essay is more chomer than Losa say in the case of Yivam. I mean, he's looking at it, the essay docha Losa say. In the case of Yivam, or even by regular Siddhartha, let's say, it's telling us that the essay is more powerful than the lav. And he goes through this more clearly. He says, Mikor makam le'inyin ha'milsa gufa goli lankrod zelo chomer ala kil minayu. The let's say is more calm than the essay. L'fimah shikisavti na'chos kedusha and chiyas asay di Yivam. Chai gav naboy le'melech, he says, asher kisavti the tam di chiyas asay le'lo sasay mishum di kivam di mi bachutz kol dover shori Ikalameimer dechiyazra kro, but losa say lo diber b'loshon mokom mitzvah. The word loshon is not clear there. It means b'mkoy mitzvah. the Shaul says the reason Esrei Tocha Lo Saseh is because the Torah never gave a Lo Saseh b'makom mitzvah. Klal, k'mo kilayim b'tzitzis d'meim. Again, time to hear to say Lo Saseh to kivim to mibachutz kol dov shari. Really, everything should be mutter when you have an essay. It should be mutter unless you have a Lo Saseh prohibiting it. The Lo Saseh was never given in a place of a mitzvah. It seems to be exactly the opposite of what the Yad Ramah is emphasizing there, that the Isser of Chayvi Lavin, the Isser of Ammana, applies even by the Mokum Mitzvah. So the Shoah will say, no, maybe the Torah never gave a Lo Saseh, the Mokum Maaseh. Says the Marik, Amina Dechinai Meshach of Mar Amr Lashmai. So he must have said this while he was sleeping. Chodzit zeh loshen esay doichel osasay lo mashmachi. Esay says doichel osasay. Doesn't say it's mud, it says doichel osasay. So we already pointed out in the Tosfos that the word doche could mean different things. We said that when we call heter, it could be dechia. Sometimes when we call dechia, it could be heter also. For instance, the din of Tamid and Shabbos. Mitzvah of Tamid and Shabbos is clearly a mitzvah, that even though it's called Dechi over here, Tamid Dedocha Shabbos Minolam, nevertheless, it's clearly Heter, it's something that the Torah never prohibited. So the word Decha could be misleading. The word Decha simply means that when two things are coming into conflict, one overrides the other. But that doesn't mean that it overrides the other because it overpowers it, even though the Isser, really, you shouldn't bring a Tamid on Shabbos, but this mitzvah overpowers it. It's more that it's saying that it's an exception to the general rule. But over here it's mitzvah sabakach. Here it's something that the Torah said to do. In any case, but that's what the Marik's raya says docha, and he goes on and brings many other rayas. Why don't you say that the essay is not given when the Lo Saseh is given, instead of saying the Lo Saseh is not given when the essay is given? And then, according to you, he says, "Gambelos neshesh b'koreis, havalei lemeimer delidchi leyasei mei haytaima." V'anam kai malon to enos adegalos neshesh b'koreis. Why does he say that even by los neshesh b'koreis you could say the same svara? That could be exactly the svara of our Gemara in Daf Zayin. When the Gemara says, "If es is tochelos to say, should be tochelos neshesh b'koreis also," Gemara is saying this svara. Why is it tochelos to say? Because the Torah didn't give a los to say when there's an essay. Same way, so say he could say the same thing by los neshesh b'koreis. However, all the Rishonim point out that this Svara is not an accepted Svara. Had the Gemara held of this Svara, it would have said right away, the reason you need a Pasuk of Aleha to teach you that you don't say even B'makam Eches Isha, is because I would have thought that Etzei Techalos to say should also be Dochalos to Shesh B'Kares. Gemara obviously did not accept this Svara. That's what most Rishonim say. That's what all the Rishonim that we have that talk about it say. And that there, the Ritva emphasizes this and others. And therefore, even though the Gemara does say this, the Gemara only has this as a hava. I mean, it doesn't really consider that to be a strong svara. That may be what the Marik means when he says that, according to your svara, the Gemara is right. Why didn't the Gemara use this svara? Why didn't the Gemara use the svara to say right away that essay is not dechalos hashesh, should be dechalos hashesh b'kares, because of the fact that Torah never gave the lois hashem? Okay, you could argue on that also. Even if you accept the svara of the shayel over here, you could say that if we find Etzei Techelos say normally, that doesn't mean that we have a reason to assume it's Techelos Sheish Bekaris, because it's a Pircha. Maybe the Torah doesn't differentiate between Los Sheish Bekaris and regular Los saying. In any case, it's interesting to see that what the Marik says, is a swear that you can only say in your sleep, and it's not a swear to take seriously, is actually a swear that's clearly written by one of the very early Rishonim, of Nisan Gaon and Shabbos. Nisan Gaon and Shabbos is printed and the Kuflam and Gimel and Alf. The Gemara is talking about as earlier, it comes out in print, in the Vilna print, it's printed in the Gemara and Kuflam and Gimel and Alf. He's bothered by the fact, how is the Esed Docha Losa say? Marik said, well, Esed is obviously stronger. We'll see soon what he means. But the Rav Nisan Gaon says, why is it the Esed Docha Losa say? How could that be? He says, what the Torah means by saying Esed Docha Losa say is that the essay is a T'nai in the Losa say. He He says, "Ma'ashenim tzur the Torah mi mitzvahs lo sasei, which don't have kareis, v'lonis v'asvul avasei, also the v'nikur lav greida, v'dina shekshi'ira im mitzvahs sasei v'mokam echad mekayim mitzvahs sasei, v'lo nochesh la'asvahas lav." We won't worry about the lav. And he brings the sources. And he says, the reason is because the mitzvahs asei, hutzivui, atzivui shenem ha'achav, hutznaya lav. He says, what's it mean when it says Gedil and Tachacha next to Lo Sil B'Shatnes? It means that Gedil and Tachacha is a Tanai in Lo Sil B'Shatnes. Meaning, Ki Lo Bo Lahazir Ela Levishas Kalayim Chutz Mi Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Lord will say, only applies when there's no Mitzvah Tzitzis. Av Mashu Ma'ur V'Chutz Abishan Amatah Shal Semer Shi Mitzvah Ena Nichus Bezvah Azhara Ela Mutuhu. It was never included in the Isser. And he says that we know that a lav is more stronger than an essay. So normally the chomer is off of the cow. That's what happens when you have a essay sheish b'kares is dochalus to sheein b'kares. We have such things. There's a gemara himself that talks about that. Over here it says the Nisan Dom, it's an entirely different matter. The Torah never gave the Lo Sasei in the case when the Isser Sasei applies. This is exactly this about the Shalom Marik, and not like the Marik. So we have two different, entirely different approaches to essay Tocha Lo Sasei. The Marik is saying, well, the essay is stronger, which seems counterintuitive. Nevertheless, he says, the Torah teaches the essay is stronger when they come into conflict. And the Marik says, I'm sorry, the Nissan Gaon and the Shalom and the Marik say that the Torah never gave a Lo Sasei when there's a mitzvah to do. When there's a mitzvah to do, the Torah didn't say it's prohibited. The Svara of the Marik is not clear. Why should Esther be stronger than Lo Sasei? And the Kivayegi on the side of the Gemara here, and that Zion is Mitzayan, points to a Ramban in the Aseret Sedibros on the Pesach of the Zechus Yom HaShabbos of Hatshel. Ramban says, Mir Zocha is a Meramis Mitzvah Sasei, which comes from Ava, Rachamin. Because when a person does something, it shows he loves his master. Mir Shomar is a Mitzvah Lo Sasei, shows Mir Din, justice, and it comes from the Mitzvah of Yira, fear. Because a person that doesn't do something to anger his Adam is showing his fear for the Adam. The Mitzvah Sasei, he says, is greater than a Lo Sasei. Just like Ava is greater than Yira. It's greater to show Ava than to show that you love your master than to show that you're afraid of your master. And that's why they say Esses Docha Lo Sasei. And nevertheless, the Onish Lo Sasei is greater than Asei. It's because the Onish, the punishment, comes from a person that's not fearful of his master. Whereas when it comes to the mitzvah, doing a mitzvah, the Esei is overpowering because it shows love. This would seem to be with the Maruk had in mind. So we have two different approaches to why Esses Docha Lo Sasei. Essay stronger because it shows Ava, the Ramban. Or, like the Rav Nissen Gaon, the Lo Sasei is never given when there's an essay. The words of the Yad Ramah, were that the Torah certainly gives the Lo Sasei, even in the case of essay, even in the case of Lishna. He said, we didn't say that the Lav wasn't given, the Lo Sasei wasn't given in the case of Mitzvah. He says that's a Dechiyah. It seems to show like the Marik. That he seems to really like the Marik. He says, Lo aser rachmana eishasach el belo makam mitzvah. But, Tavi chavi lavan neka lamein into lo aser rachmana chavi lavan klal el shalom b'mokam yibam. It's mehecha tasely. I'm not sure though that the Ramban doesn't support the Marik. Ramban again is supporting the Gemara that does not use the Svara of Lav of Lo Sasei Chomer Minei. Really, Essay is stronger than Lo Sasei. But we have to understand this Ramban. I mean, if you have a mitzvah, you could show Ava by doing the Ratzon of Hashem. You could show Yira by keeping his mitzvah. But if you're doing the mitzvah of Tzitzis, you're transgressing the Isser of Kilayim. Why aren't you doing something that's terrible and deserves Malkus? The Meshech Chochma explains in Pashas Seisa Bracha what the Ramban means. It's obvious the Ramban means that it's only because you are asking that Hashem what to do, you want to do the Ratzon Hashem, then Rav Moshe says not Mochamed than Asay. In other words, in a case where Asay comes into conflict with Rav Moshe, I would say normally, well, Sheva Alta Asay, better not to do the Mitzvah Asay. You have a strong Isra over here saying not to do it. However, Hashem teaches us that since the Asay was Shol Ava, therefore when you have a case of a choice of doing one or the other, and whichever Hashem tells you to do is going to be the Ratzon Hashem, and you will not be transgressing the other one by doing that one, then it's better to show your Ava by doing the Mitzvah than to show your Yirah by sitting back and not transgressing the Avera. But it's clear that if you're doing the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, you're not going to be transgressing the will of Hashem by wearing Kelayim. There is no transgression of the will of Hashem. So he doesn't really mean exactly what the Marik says, that the essay is stronger and it's overpowering the Los Asay. What he means is that if you're doing the will of Hashem, then it's more important to do to show the Ava to Hashem than to show the Yira. Okay, we still could say that that's what the Marik means. Perhaps we could say that that's also what Marik means, that an essay is stronger than a Los Asay, meaning that it's more important to Hashem to show that you kept the essay than to show that you kept the Los Asay. Rather, but the onesh, the punishment, of course, or when it's a case of Isser, one is certainly stronger. However, the Svara of the Ramban, the Svara of Ramban is not 100% clear, by the way. The Ramban Svara is differentiating between a Kumba Asay and a Shevelot Asay, not between an essay and a Los Asay. He's differentiating between a mitzvah that's done b'kumva asay, by getting up and doing the will of Hashem, you're showing you love Him, whereas by sheva alta asay, by not doing anything, then you're showing that you fear Him. There are isurim that are kept with sheva alta asay, there are asays, mitzvah asays. For instance, in the case of mitzri, let's say yibam with a mitzvah. Yibam with an isha that's a mitzvah. It's also to marry a mitzvah. In the case of yibam, you have a mitzvah asay to do yibam, and the isra of marrying a mitzvah. That isra is an isra asay. Therefore, essay is not doicha and asay. According to the Ramban Svara, you should still say the essay is doicha because by doing yibam, you're going to be showing ava, whereas by not taking this mitzvah, you're showing yira. So it's clear that it doesn't just mean that there's a difference between ava and yira here, but rather we have to say a general rule because of the Ava and the Yira. Because normally Asay shows Ava and normally Los Asay shows Yira, therefore when making a general rule, we say general rule Asay Tech Los Asay, but it's not Docha Asay, no matter whether that Asay that's not being Docha shows Ava or shows Yira. Okay, why talk according to the Svarav of Nisengron? Why is Esse not Techolos Hashish Bekoris? We said, well, perhaps there's a Pircha. Hashish Bekoris is a Pircha. You can't blame out one from the other. The Rebbe of Gusman Zechasadat Lebrocha said a stronger Svara to explain the difference, even according to Rav Nisengron. Even according to Rav Nisengron, there's a clear difference between Esse Sheish Bekoris and Esse Sheish Bekoris and Esse Shein Bekoris. The Ramban, in the beginning of Vayikra, Paragal Pasuk Gimel, talks about why you don't need a korban to be mechaper as someone that's over averus lav b'shogeg. It's clear from the midrashim that you have a korban to be mechaper on averus v'koris b'shogeg, but you don't need a pasuk to be mechaper on averus lav b'shogeg. Only a averus lav b'mezid, averus asay b'mezid. Why don't you need a pasuk to be mechaper on averus lav b'shogeg? The Ramban says that when a person's over a lav, the Avera is that he transgressed the will of Hashem. He didn't do what Hashem commanded. If he does it b'shogeg, he didn't choose to transgress the will of his Creator. It just happened by accident. He wasn't showing chutzpah by doing that. It happened b'shogeg. He didn't realize he was transgressing. Over there says Ramban, Eino Tzarech Ritzoy Klau. Eino Tzarech Ritzoy V'Kapar Klau. He doesn't need Ritzoy at all. He doesn't need a Ritzoy V'Karvan. As Gusman explained, based on we find Rav Chanan Wasserman in his Chedusha Gadus, says a svara similar to this, when a person transgresses, it says it's like this, when a person transgresses the will of Hashem, he's doing two things. A, he's creating all sorts of pgamim, all sorts of faults in the Shemayim, because when Hashem commands us to do a certain mitzvah, it's because it's affecting certain things in Shemayim. He transgressed the mitzvah, he created problems in Shemayim that are going to cause him pain later, or cause him some sort of discomfort, it's gonna do something that's not good. Whereas, besides that, you also have the fact that he disregarded Hashem's command. The very fact that Hashem told him to keep it, that's enough of a reason to show that if he disregarded it, he has that very, because he's showing disrespect to Hashem. The Gerson said that by a lot, the main thing is only this disrespect. What happens in Shemayim is not a serious change that's going to affect the world. Whereas by a lot, when it has kares, that shows that it's affecting the whole world. And therefore, even if an essay is decha lo sasei, that's because when you have a mitzvah sasei, the lo sasei is not given. If it's not given, there's no tzivir of Hashem. And then you have a mitzvah sasei, and there's no disregard for the will of Hashem by keeping the essay. Whereas by lo sasheish b'kares, even if there wouldn't be a tzivir of Hashem not to be over this lo sasheish b'kares, by doing the lo sasheish b'kares, he's affecting things in Elyonim. He's changing things, and changing the way Hashem wants the world to be. And therefore, an essay cannot be decha lo sasheish b'kares, even according to Nisim Chaim Svara. The Gerson said that's what it means. Essay sheish b'kares midachi. Bo means in it itself. There's something inherent in it. And that's why essay cannot be decha lo sasheish b'kares, according to that Svara of Nisim Chaim Svara.